For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following is part of an interview I did with last week's guest on the Cultural Baggage Show, former DEA agent and author of Powder Burns, Celia Castillo. We're talking about the ongoing, ever-escalating violence in Mexico because of drug prohibition.
Well, Celia, I know that the violence seems to be escalating. There are hundreds of people being killed, bodies found burning or in car trunks, etc. And yet, you know, the danger, supposedly, of this drug war is the drugs coming into the United States. But truthfully, the United States is responsible for those guns that wind up in Mexico, are they not?
Absolutely. We see it at the gun shows. We got the cartels, the FETAs, you name everybody's got money, it'll come down to a gun show and buy AR-15s and AK-47s, and it's, you know, 50 caliber machine guns and so forth. So, you know, business as usual. We will continue to supply the demand. And basically that's what we're doing, and we'll continue to do that. And that's part of operations, always been part of the MO of the United States government. And of course, a lot of the individuals that are finding death, though, are people that are informants for the DEA and the FBI. And they actually will put a sign on them right after they kill them as soplones, which means snitches. And we're finding them on both sides of the border here in Texas. And they're taking out all these informants who are working for the government.
Well, there's been instances of more than 200 incursions into the United States by either military or people dressed to look like Mexican military. Your thoughts on that?
Well, basically, it's what it is: the mercenaries, the rogue warriors that were working for the Mexican military are now working for the cartels. Actually, the people I trained down in Guatemala, which were known as the Caibiles, the Special Forces Unit, have left their units and are working now with the Gulf cartels here in Texas and in Mexico. So we do have those Special Forces people that we've trained down in Central America are now working for the cartels here.
Following on the heels of my interview with Mr. Celia Castillo, it was announced that more than 40 Mexican newspapers published ads this past Thursday demanding that authorities do more to protect freedom of speech amid a wave of violence against journalists. Still reporting the unvarnished truth about the drug war, this is Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.